Hey guys, welcome back to Chatting with Katrina. Today is August 12th, Wednesday on 2020. And today I'm about to talk about Cardi B's new album. And I'm going to talk about J.K. Rowling. And I'm also going to talk about, like, this pandemic for so far. You know, like, I'm actually kind of upset about this whole entire thing. Why do they think these kids should go back to school in this pandemic? And I'm really, really thinking, like, wait a minute. So if you guys could open up these bars, why can't y'all open up these movie theaters? Okay, I believe it should be like two people maybe sitting at a seat at a time if they're like with a person, or if you're like a one person, you should just sit like separately from a seat, like maybe a few seats away or something like that. But I am now going to go ahead and talk about it all. So, have anyone had heard of Cardi B's new album? It's called WAP, and she did a song with Megan Thee Stallion. So, if anybody have heard her album before and knows what that stands for, could somebody please let me know what that do stand for? Like, I don't even know what that is. You know, I asked my mom, like, what does WAP stand for? She's like, I don't know what that stands for. What is it stands for? You know, like, what does that mean? And it's just like, dang, you know, it's just like some people said, I don't like it. Some people say, we like it. It's good. Some people play, it's all right, but the beat's good. You know, I feel like, okay, what does that mean? What does WAP mean? What does that stand for? If anybody knows what that really do stand for, could somebody actually, like, message me on Anchor, please, and tell me what that mean, what WAP stand for? Because I feel like if I do listen to the lyrics myself, I will talk about it. I will actually really talk about it. Like, dang, what do that actually stand for? And then we got CeeLo Green, bruh. CeeLo Green is upset at the song. He's like, I am disgusted. I don't even like it. What's going on? CeeLo Green is actually upset with the song. And I wish I could, like, read some of it. But, you know, somebody's on his phone right now, so I gotta wait. But anyways, CeeLo Green had talked about it. And he was really, really, really upset about it. Like, he didn't like it. He was really disgusted at the song. And he's like, just thinking, what in the freaking world does WAP stand for? What do that really mean? And I think I'm trying to see, like, does it stand for what she's saying in her lyrics, though? Because, like, if that do, it's time to swallow some water. It really is. I like listening to her music. I really do. I also like listening to Nicki Minaj music. I like listening to Janet Jackson, Missy Elliott, Lisa Left Eye, TLC, you know, even though she isn't TLC. And I also like to listen to Prince, Michael Jackson, Barry White, and I also like to listen to Marvin Gaye. You know, so yeah, I am a little bit of old school myself, my friend. But I'm actually trying to see, like, what does that mean? What do that WAP means? Because I know there are some people right now, like, what? Ew? No. Bleach my ears. Disturbing the peace, aren't you? Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
He's taking off his shirt.
Just been doing what I've been telling you. Just put a little practice space to the summer and talk. I'm getting you all ready. And then I'm going to let you know about the that she wanted to use nunchucks.
Why?
Alright, cut that out, Miss Judy. Yeah, but please tell her this ain't the 90s or the 2000s no more, man. Talking about niggas wanna fight still on the fuck they don't. You said what, man?
Sorry guys, I got interrupted. So, we're still talking about this Cardi B album with the WAP, what it stands for, what does it do. So, I'm gonna look all of this up today, guys. Okay, CeeLo Green critic sizes Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B says adult continent. Ooh, so much tea in here. Let's just like read it, okay? CeeLo Green has said that he thinks adult content in music has a time and a place, while criticizing the music by Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B in processes. Read more Cardi B's team up with Megan Thee Stallion and Truly Filthy Return. Speaking in a new interview, the Goody Mob rapper singer talked about his love of old pop music before offering his thoughts on the current genre and what he thinks is lacking. A lot of music today is very unfortunate and disappointing. On a personal and moral level, Green told Far Out, there was once a time when we were savvy enough to code certain things. We could express to those it was meant for with the style of language we use. But now, music is shameless. It is sheer savagery. He added, we are adults. There should be a time and a place for adult content. As adults and artists, we should at least attempt to be each other's accountability. Sorry, guys. I couldn't read that right. Partners in some regard, the stereotypes that are celebrated and perpetuated, unfortunately, make the prescription a reality. It is functioning. And it's caused a great deal of problems. So, I'm just thinking like, wait a minute, what? Wait. This is going to go a little bit deeper, guys. Hold on. Going on to X Mine, Nicki Minaj's platform, before bringing up Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, he continued, you pop the heads of the state like Nicki Minaj or someone who is up there in a catable. Why is I'm hitting like that? Okay. Hold on. Successes are visually a platform to influence Nicki to be effective in so many others constructive ways, but it feels desperate. Desperate. Which I meant to say not despite. Desperate. Okay. Attention is also a drug, and compassion is around Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. They are all more or less doing similar succulous story to kind of get into position. I get the independent woman and being in a control and divine and femininity and sexual expression. I get it all, but it comes what it costs. Green's comments arrive after Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B teamed up at least week release new single WAP. Okay, so my big fat question is, what does WAP means? What does that stand for? What does that actually mean? Because I don't even know what that mean, you know, myself. Like, what do it actually stand for? So, this is when I think it's gonna get there when I get done reading this here. It says, causing up a stir online, Cardi B singly mocked right-wing commentator Ben Shapiro? Over his response to the new single. Meanwhile, the Bodak Yellow rapper defended the casting of Kyle Jenner in the off-go video for WAP following a backlash from fans, while PETA have also issued a response to the clip's appearance used of Big Cats. Okay, PETA, this is something else I don't get. I really don't get. Big Cats? Really? Big Fat Cats? Big Cats? Shit, everybody got an issue over everything. I'm just saying, like, people got issues over everything. Like, dang, this is fucking crazy. But again, what's wrong with the kitty cats? Is you talking about the outfits, or is you talking about, baby's trying to interrupt again. Is you talking about the outfits, or is you talking about the kitty cats? Like, I think they I don't know if they're going after the outfits or whatever, because I don't know. Like, I had to watch the whole entire video. I really do. But to me, they outfits look really pretty though. Their hair looks nice though. I actually like when Cardi B do dress a lot, you know, and I actually like her music as well. But then, and this is something I want to update, like, some people though, that CeeLo Green had apologized to Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion though. But I mean, he had an opinion, you know, he had a big fat opinion on what he think is, you know, wrong, what he think is, like, not good music or what's not good music. But at the end of the day, he's human, she's human. So here we go. CeeLo Green apologizes after criticizing Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and I will never disrespect them on Twitter. Because he did said it on Twitter. I will never disrespect them by any means. I acknowledge them as powerful, beautiful, and influential women and professionals, wrote CeeLo Green on Wednesday. CeeLo Green is apologizing to several female hip-hop artists after controversial comments regarding their musical content, saying his comments were months concerned as criticism and their morals terribly. But as an interview with Far Out magazine on Sunday, the crazy singer 45 shared his views on the current chart topping music, singling out heavyweights like Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and Megan Thee Stallion for being expectedly sexual with their lyrics. Okay, now somebody could actually tell me this too, and not tell me, but we could just all talk about it together, that music nowadays changed. It's not like how it was before. It's not like what it was like back in the day, you know, and they don't like put a single meaning behind it anymore. They just say what they want to say now. So, you know, I tried, you know, I also tried myself doing music, but you could put a certain message now on your music. You could actually say what you want to say on your music. You could actually express yourself nowadays. It's 2020. You can express yourself how you feel. But the video itself is not for kids. It's not. And I mean, everybody should know, if you are an adult and you're showing your kids this video and you getting upset because the video is not for kids or it doesn't look like it's for children, then don't show your kid the video at all, you know, because, you know, but nowadays music has changing in the industry, so you cannot be upset that the music is changing the way it is or the music has changed itself, you know. And I think CeeLo Green was really, really, really upset with the music, what he heard about it. He's like, oh my god. Then I guess when, you know, everybody would get their ups and downs through music. Everybody would get upset with it. But I'm gonna read something else, okay? A lot of music today is very unfortunate and disappointing on a personal and moral level. He said there was once a time when we were savvy enough to code certain things. We could express to those it was meant for with the style of language we use. But now music is shameless. It is a sheer, it's savagery. So, I think, you know, I could see what he's actually saying about music, though. Like, you know, I can actually see where he's coming from and you know. But I just don't see, like, what is the actually point of this whole entire thing? What does that mean? Okay, WAP. So, wow, I'm going back to it. Let me look this up real quick. All right. Okay. All right. So I looked this up on Google, but there's something else that meant to it. Okay. WAP, the end titles don't mean wireless application protocol, folks. It's a radio unfriendly or corneum describing nay celebrating the sparkling of Maya Angelou's metaphorical. Okay, man, I really wish somebody was next to me. Diamond and the song and video find Cardi B and Stallion, two of the biggest females or otherwise rappers in the game, still rising. So, what does that mean? What does that mean? What up, 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 I'm trying to see what the hell that mean. WAP. What does it mean? So, okay. Reading more again, guys. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary states WOPS. First known use was the United States in 1908. And that is organates from the Southern Italian dialectical term guapo, wrongly meaning dandy, dude, or stud. Derived from the Spanish term guapo, meaning good looking dandy, from Latin vampa, for sure wine also. Okay, but still, what the fuck does that mean? Okay, now it's saying what it means. Wet ass pussy. Ew. That's what I kept asking, like, what the fuck does that mean? What does it stand for? You keep giving me the wrong definition. So it just always been a nasty song, and it's like, who's saying more nastier things than Megan? Cardi also revealed that WAP stand for wet ass, and I ain't gonna say it. I know what you meant. While the lyrics may be a bit colorful for some of the money rappers, told Hot 97 that she had trouble toning back the nasty track. Okay, guys. So, that's what it actually mean, though. But it's just like, you gotta give me a good definition, then I Google a good definition. Like, WAP. I don't know what this shit. What? Okay, that is so confusing, though. That is really confusing, because Google be giving me a whole different answer. Okay, never look stuff up on Google sometimes when you want an answer. But still, I would love to know the answer, especially through lyrics, okay? So, I'm just like, wait, what? Hi, baby. Interrupting again? Say hello.
Hello, fans.
We're gonna talk about JK Rowling now. I'm done with the whole entire Cardi B's album. If you guys want to hear it, you could go on YouTube and hear her album and stuff, and you know, listen to it, and then you can message me on Anchor and tell me what you guys think, because I'm like, oh my gosh, this, she got a whole new album. What does WAP mean? What does that stand for? And I'm just like, what does that actually mean? Then I got interrupted in the beginning of, you know, doing this podcast, because I was talking about it, but then I didn't have the phone with me just to look at it. Then I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah, we're gonna talk about JK Rowling now. You know, like, let's talk about JK Rowling. Let's just do that, because JK Rowling is one of my favorite authors that have been here. I actually love JK Rowling. I really do. Like, she's really a nice lady. And because of me expiring JK Rowling so much, because she made Harry Potter What the freak? Ew. Okay, so because like she inspired me to watch Harry Potter, I like to watch Harry Potter, and Harry Potter shows me magic, what is actually going on, like wizards and muggles didn't get along at some time, and then they starting to, you know, at one point, but I don't know. So, let me just take a look. J.K. Rowling. Let me start singing a song about J.K. Rowling. I know it so much. Okay. I'm gonna read some quotes from her. Big quotes. So, she writes books of Harry Potter, and she also did the movie. Hi. You taking your sword again? You still trying to drink your juice? Okay. Okay. So, J.K. Rowling. We still got Voldemort. Oh my gosh. I don't want to get there with Voldemort. With Tom Wendell. We're going to talk about like Harry Potter in the next, like on the next podcast. We're going to talk about Harry Potter, Voldemort. We're going to talk about more of Harry Potter, like the Fantastic Beasts, and you know, like what to do. Why everybody be showing them their guns on Instagram and shit? Like, that's not cute. That is not cute. I'm sorry, but it is not cute. Okay? Never gonna be. Alright, so. So, J.K. Rowling is one of my favorites. Favorite book artists. Who be making magical books about Harry Potter. She also makes like different books. I could look up J.K. Rowling books. Hold on. Okay. So, she also got, like, lots of books. One is The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Harry Potter. She got a lot of books. Yeah, she also got the Casual Vacancy, whatever that is. I'm going to read that, too. The Cuckoos? What? Oh, my God. She also got The Lack Dog Bog. So I think that book is for children. It's 2020. She got the Tales of the Beatles of the Tales. She got the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. She got like most Harry Potter books down here. She got the Quidditch Through the Time book. Robert's Got Birth. And the Silkworm. So, yeah, she do be writing adult books besides Harry Potter. Career of Evil. Short stories from Hogwarts. Troubled Blood. J.K. Rowling. Very Good Lives. And, you know, she do got some books, like, about Hogwarts and stuff. Harry Potter and some other stuff. Harry Potter, Love Letter to Europe, Harry Potter, all this Harry Potter books, she be writing Harry Potter, oh my god. So, I like reading Harry Potter a lot, but, I'm actually can't wait for, like, the Harry Potter and the Fantastic Beasts 3 to come out, but I just don't like when people get upset with her about this whole entire thing that she said about last year, which she do have her own opinion, and I really do accept that opinion because I like when she has opinions and when she talks about things on her Twitter. I'm still her fans. We still got fans till this day talking about they'll cover up their tattoo because what they said. No, not what they said, but what she said. I have reversed it. Sorry. But what she said. So, I'm like, no. No. I'm sorry. If this is something that you guys go get upset of her because she has an opinion of, then, I mean, why be on the person's page if you don't like what she said? You know, if she had took something out of someone's page and then posted it, like what people do on Facebook, and they share it to the world, you know, then why get upset about something? Everybody shares things. It's part of the internet. That's what they do. We share things to the world. We inspire things for them. We show things to people. I don't get why I'm just like, I like to speak my mind on a lot of stuff. Like, I just don't get why people want to push sexuality to children nowadays, because that's what I actually see. And people want to get mad at J.K. Rowling because what she said. But it's like, basically, she has a good ass opinion. She has something to say. Let's hear it. Don't get upset with her. But if you don't like what she said, then don't be around her. You know, don't talk to her. Don't, like, give her a hard time. She gets fans every single day, every day, every day. That's like when a person leaves out the room, another person comes in, or another person leaves out and they just go back in again. It's weird. It's really weird for me to just keep talking about, like, everything. But I can still talk about it till this day. Like, people still own some stuff from last year or the year before that, and they still talk about it. You know, people still not off on the Twin Towers or anything. They still talk about the Twin Towers till this day because they still know its history. But with J.K. Rowling, she's really a good artist. And I would give her credit for making the Harry Potter books and everything else. You know, because without her, nobody would not know what it's like to go into the Wizarding World. In the Harry Potter theme park wouldn't be here today. None of that stuff wouldn't be here today without her doing Harry Potter and making Harry Potter, because she's actually the champion of all these characters. So just give her a break. You know, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on the media as it is, and then the media still talks about Michael Jackson till this day. Like, can y'all just leave him alone? Let him rest in peace. Just let him rest, please. So I'm just saying, like, I'm actually just a person. I'm not famous, okay? I'm just a person. I'm my own person. I've always been my own person. And J.K. Rowling will still be her own person, you know? But I just wish people would just leave her alone and stop making it seem like she's a bad person, because she's not a bad person. She's a good person. You don't know what happens between them closed doors. Like I said before on the other podcast, and she been really there for everyone. Like, you know, not everyone, but you know what you're saying, you know what I'm saying. So I'm just saying, people just gotta stop yelling at her, giving her a hard time, just calling her these names and stuff. I've been seeing people calling her TERFs and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is a TERF? What is it? What is that? You know, and my mom had told me what it is, so you know. But again, just please, guys, just for now, you know, just leave it alone. It's going to be a whole new year, you know. It's going to be 2021. Hopefully, people will forgive her. You know, forgive her. We all got children. Forgive her, please. Forgive her. What else I was going to say? I don't know, because I've been reading, like, a bunch of stuff already. And I'm just actually happy that this Harry Potter Fantastic Beasts movie will come out. But I gotta see when. And I'm gonna get ready to watch it. And guess what? I'm going to take me my Harry Potter t-shirt along with my hat. Okay. Let's go ahead with the pandemic instead. I gotta be back. Hi guys, today is raining, and Sorry if it took too long just to get the podcast on Spotify. So today is August the 16th, 2020. So we're going to talk about the pandemic now. Now, this pandemic has been going on for quite some time, a while. And I feel like people should wear masks because nobody want to keep spreading all of the germs around, and nobody don't want to keep spreading this COVID around, and people want to keep fighting people over a mask. Like, why is you guys fighting this girl? And this is something I really don't get. So it's the 17-year-old girl who was at a restaurant. I don't know what the name was the restaurant is, but she had told these two women that you guys need to go be like 6 feet apart or something like that. And they had jumped her. Now, I feel like this. Y'all sitting there trying to jump people just because they said you need to be 6 feet apart, or they said you need to stay away 6 feet apart. This is why people do not go to restaurants or work certain places, because they rather fight people for no reason. And I feel like this is not right if you try to fight another person over things that you shouldn't be fighting over. Like, are you freaking serious? You know, like, you should not fight over a mask. You should not fight over being 6 feet apart. You should not jump nobody for something like that. And I'm sorry, people are nowadays are losing their freaking minds because they don't care. They want to get people sick. They want to start doing things. Especially, okay, I know this happened like a few days ago or a few weeks ago, but it's this lady. She was sitting in the restaurant with her baby. Okay, this old woman start coughing on her baby, talking about the baby needs to stay 6 feet apart from her. Like, it's a baby. Okay, he is actually a baby. You should not cough on no baby. See, if somebody had coughed on my child, I would go crazy. Okay, I would freaking go crazy. I would go nuts. Okay, old or not, you should respect people and not sit there and cough on their children. So this whole entire pandemic is driving people crazy. Okay, they act like they can't, you know, do a year or maybe just another year, maybe trying to get this pandemic together and not keep spreading it. So that's why I'm like, why won't we just help each other without spreading the pandemic, and people just continue just to spread it? And just like, come on now, if we all want to gather along, if we all want to sit down on the porch, if we all want to go out some places, get everything open back up like the movies, then we need to not keep spreading everything, because most of us want to have the movie theater open. We want to watch the movie. We want to see what's coming out this year. And then some of us don't want to keep going to the bowling alley, you know? And I don't blame some people, you know? Like the bowling alley is not the most exciting thing right now. You know, we want to go somewhere where we could just look at excitement, like from the theater or something like that. Maybe not sit at home at our houses or something like that. And that's the only thing that we should have done, is to find some way to get this movie theater thing open so we could all enjoy the movie together or with our friends or something. And it's just like, it's really hard to even try to get everything in its place without people fighting, drama happening, people trying to, you know, do some stuff to people because they're wearing a mask. Boy, it's too much. Then they try to protest. Now, this is how I know people try to overrule this shit, okay? They try to protest for people to not wear a mask. It's like, they talking about, it's our body, we can do whatever we want. Like, I think it just happened like a few weeks ago. And then I'm just like, y'all just trying to overrule it, okay? This is not about you guys don't want to wear a mask. Y'all trying to overrule this thing, because it's not just you want to wear it anymore. It's you guys trying to overrule the fucking rules. If the governor said you should wear it temporarily, don't get upset, okay? He's just saying it because you guys need to be safe. He don't want the whole world just to keep getting sick. And eventually, this is what they actually came up with. And then we got some people who pretended that they don't know what the hell is going on. Like, shit, you guys should know by now what the hell is going on. You guys should know by now that we're not allowed to go in the stores like usual, how it is, like before. So we should just wear a mask. And then we got people who is actually upset about this situation, who is constantly trying to hurt other people just because they're wearing their own mask. Okay? So, I'm giving some of those who have advice. Like, you know, I mean, I have an advice to give to those. If you don't like wearing a mask and you decide to unfollow people's rules, you get upset because the store said you need to wear the mask or something, okay, it's okay to get upset. But we have to follow those rules so we can, you know, get this shit over so we can hear. And wait a minute, listen, so we can hear. If it's a good thing, so we cannot wear it, or if it's a bad thing, then we have to keep wearing the shit. So just stop complaining, okay? All right. Now let's talk about the school board, man. Let's also talk about the school board before I get off. The school board actually overruling the shit too. I could say the same fucking thing. You know, like, why do you want the kids to go back to school so fucking bad? You know, we got these back to school commercials on TV. You know, it's just like, come on. You know, and some people, they said they want their kids homeschooled, which is a good thing. Some people was like, I'm just want to take my kids back to school. You know, like, you're putting your own kids in risk because of this shit. Like, you know, this corona is going on and you don't know who got corona, whose parents got corona, what the hell. You don't want to send them back during the first day. And then especially they have these school buses riding around. Like, it's a mess, guys. It's actually a mess out here. And, you know, we're getting protests about it. You know, we could actually come together and just march and have a protest. Don't send the kids to school. Please don't send the kids to school. Wait till next year. Wait till next year. Because if you wait till next year, it'll be a good thing. And you can just send them back. But if they say if it's okay, okay, if this pandemic goes away for sure. So, you know, I hear some people be like, my summer is ruined. My summer is not ruined. My summer been okay. I still went swimming in my pool. I still sat outside. I still went out and took a walk without no problem. It's just, I feel like if people don't like the mask, wear the face shields. If you don't like the face shields, then wear something that'll make you comfortable on your face so you don't have to deal with that other crap what you're talking about. Yeah, so, you know, if you don't like the mask, wear the face shields. If you don't like the face shields, wear something that would help your face. So, yeah, but again, if you like this podcast, you can go on Anchor, support my podcast. It's not that much, you know. And then also, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's the same thing, Chatting with Katrina. And then you could also just, you know, I don't mind a couple few things. Just add me on Facebook or something, Instagram. It's not Chatting with Katrina, but it's my name. Okay, it's my name. Just type my name and you will see. What else was I gonna say? So I'm working on a project, guys, and I'm starting to work on it, you know, and it's gonna be on Spotify soon or later, but I'm still working on it. It's just the reason why I haven't worked on it that much a bit, because one, I can't keep depending on family just for helping me out, taking me to just fix, you know, the project or trying to get this project together. And what they're trying to do is mess it up for you. I don't like that when family do that. Like, they do mess up your project. or they messed up something that you like to do, or they try to, you know, do that because they not happy. No. So my advice for myself is to just do it yourself. You know, just do your projects and stuff yourself, your art yourself, because you'll feel better. You know, you actually feel better. Because I remember the first time, my first time going to an actual studio, bruh, was when I was 18. Okay, now this is some story that I would tell for some time, not making it up. I've been into a studio when I was 18. Okay, I was finna finish a project that I had, and I was finna make a sound of it. So my mom's best friend got really upset. She was actually really, 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 I don't know what the heck was going on. But I didn't went back the next day, you know? And her excuse was, well, you didn't finish the project. You wasted people's time, blah, 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 blah. I did not waste these people's time. You just didn't want me there, okay? You know, like, I was writing, you know, I was doing everything. So, guys, my advice is, if you want to do a project that you like to do and you trying to get someone that will support you, it's okay to have people support you. But sometimes it's good to do it yourself. It is. Because some people will like to mess up your shit. No matter how much you try to do it, they will try to mess it up. Like, it's not no day tomorrow. So that's why I'm doing mine by myself. I'm not saying everyone will have a problem having support. I'm not saying everyone will have a problem getting that support or having that much support, but I have problems, you know. That doesn't mean I have a problem. Everybody else will have a problem. No. So I have problems of people giving me support, and my family, and especially if you do it yourself, sometimes it'll make you feel better because things will go well. And that support will die out. And let me tell you, that support sometimes will die out. But guys, I am gonna go now. You know, spring gets me tired. So, bye-bye.